Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Nam Sankirtan Ki Jai. जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परोजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शस्त्र मत कृष्ण कृपा मूर्ति अभय चरणा अरविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की ऑल ग्लोरी सुसंबल डिवोटीज हरे कृष्ण ऑल ग्लोरी सुसंबल डिवोटीज हरे कृष्ण ऑल ग्लोरी सुसंबल डिवोटीज हरे कृष्ण ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरंग गौर हरि बोल ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम अज्ञान तिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानांजन सलाकया चक्षुरुन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टम् स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम् वन्दे अहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुतापदकमलम् श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातां सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं त्वं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगण ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितंश्च नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे नमो महाबदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौरत्विषे नमः हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम राम हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम राम हरे हरे मुखं करोति वाचालं भंगुं लंगयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरु दीनतारिणं परमानंद माधवं श्रीचैतन्य ईश्वरं हरे कृष्णा सो फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई वुड लाइक टू सीक ब्लेसिंग्स फ्रॉम सीनियर वैष्णवास हियर आई हैव हर्ड देयर क्लासेस एंड दे आर लाइक माय शिक्षा गुरुज Vrishabhanupuru is here and many other devotees. So whatever I am going to speak essentially is what I have learned from all of them. The words may change, the medium may change, content will be the same. So I seek blessings from them and also seek blessings from all Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis that I would be able to speak something which would be inspiring for everyone and it will be purifying for myself. So, all of us know, whenever any great personality do come, what we do? We very nicely greet them and welcome them. Not just we welcome them, but we prepare ourselves beforehand. We prepare our house, if he is coming to our house. We prepare our consciousness that we could greet him properly, we could welcome him properly. And we plan beforehand, sometime months before we prepare that, okay, suppose our Prime Minister is going to come to our house, we will beforehand think, oh, so how I should decorate my house, how I should, keep all things properly, and which things need to be put at which place, And not just that, we even think, okay, when he will come, he will be at the door, what kind of items I will have to welcome him. And also, who all will be there, at which place, how I will welcome him. Not just that, even we prepare our words, okay? So when he will come, what will be my first word when I will welcome him? What kind of garland with which I will welcome him? All these things we plan. What to tell about when very, very big personality is there, even more bigger than our Prime Minister, we will think of making some more grand plan. What to tell about when the Supreme Personality of Godhead, when He is about to come, how much we will be prepared. And my dear Prabhus and Matajis, and that is what our subject matter for today is. We have heard many times, many places, some posters are there where it is mentioned capital H, capital E, and then below is there, is coming. He is coming. He is coming. Have you seen those posters anywhere sometime? He is coming. May you tell when this kind of posters are there, whom it generally refers? To Jagannath Ji, yes. I have seen it at many places. He is coming, he is coming, he is coming. And before which auspicious festival this kind of boardings are there practically all over the town? Rath Yatra. So today's subject matter will be how to welcome Lord Jagannath, how to prepare our consciousness, how to greet him properly, what should be our mood, with which kind of words we should welcome him. That is our topic for today. Needless to say, just 5 days later, on 4th of July, Rath Yatra festival is there, and we have very few days. And I know most of you would be preparing also how to greet Lord Jagannath, how to welcome him. However, there is one standard methodology, and that standard methodology, which is practically mentioned in all legends, is that whenever we are going to celebrate this kind of festival, we need to remind ourselves about the history. When we remind ourselves about the history, how that personality appeared, how that event is happening, that is the first step to properly welcome. Because if we don't know the tattva behind it, if we don't know the reason of Lord's descent and all the devotees who were associated with this wonderful event of Lord's coming, we will think of welcoming the Lord, but it may not be a complete welcome. It may not be a proper welcome. Because Lord is pleased when it's not just we welcome the Lord only, but when we welcome with the Lord all those who are very dear to him and all those who are associated with him. So when we hear the history of that event, then we come to know who all are the great personalities who are associated with the Lord. And when we greet those great personalities also with reverence and respect, then we actually respect and greet the Lord properly. So it's our great privilege and opportunity that we are going to discuss this wonderful story or history and how Lord Jagannath appeared here. And in this history, all those great devotees whose contributions are enormous, and when we recognize, when we recall, Lord Jagannath becomes very much pleased. And that is how we welcome Jagannath Ji to our heart. So let's start the story, the beautiful story of how Lord Jagannath appeared here in this world. So there was a very wonderful king, as all of you might be knowing. The name of that king was King Indradhumna. So this great king, Indradhumna Maharaj, he was a great devotee of the Lord. And he was such a great devotee of the Lord that he was characterized by one thing, and that was his eagerness. He was very, very eager to behold the Lord. He wanted to see the Lord. He was very eager to have darshan of the Lord. Along with the story, we will also learn certain principles which we'll try to imbibe in our Krishna conscious journey. And here, the first principle which we are trying to understand is recognizing the eagerness of Indradhumna Maharaj. What is this eagerness? As all of us have experienced, if we are teaching in class and some student is very eager to understand that subject matter, very, very eager to learn, automatically the teacher becomes much more attentive towards that student. When we see someone is very, very eager to receive, automatically the person who is in the giving end, he also becomes very much enthusiastic and eager to give him. Same is true in Krishna consciousness also. If we are very eager, then we will see that how the Lord is also going to reciprocate accordingly. If we are just, you know, in our normal way, take things in a mechanical way, then we will also get mercy of the Lord, but little in delayed way. But if we are eager, if we are eager to understand the Lord, if we are eager to know, if we are eager to receive the Lord's blessings, then Lord also reciprocates accordingly. There is a wonderful bhajan which has been sung, which has been written by Rupa Goswami Pad, and very, very instructive for all of us. This bhajan tells that how much we should be eager. You might have heard this bhajan also many a times. I would just repeat few words. Krishna Deva Bhavantam Vande Mama Manasa Madhukara Arpyanija Pada Pankaja Makarande Krishna Deva Bhavantam Vande. So here, it's very nicely Rupa Goswami Pad is telling that Mama Manasa Madhukar Arpya Nijapad Pankaja Makarande. I'm just reading the translation for all of you. O Shri Krishna, I am offering a prayer unto you. Krishna Deva Bhavantam Vande. Please let the bee of my mind be offered to the nectarian honey of your lotus feet. The next stanza is very, very important in the context of our subject matter. The next stanza is Yadyapi samadhisu vidhirapi pasyati natavna khagramarichim. Yadyapi samadhisu vidhirapi pasyati natavna khagramarichim. Idamichhami nisamyatavachyuta tadapi kripadbhuta vichim. Beautiful. Please hear the translation. Although Brahma in full samadhi, please understand, it's not that okay, you know, theek hai, without any kind of efforts. Though Brahma in full samadhi, what? In full samadhi? He is not able to have complete darshan of the Lord. In full samadhi cannot catch a glimpse of even ray of the effulgence from the tips of your toenails. See? In full samadhi, Brahmaji also cannot have the glimpse of effulgence which is coming from the tips of the toe of the nail of the Lord. That's the situation of Brahmaji. But what he is saying next sentence is very important. Still, O Achyut, having heard the waves of your astonishing mercy, I long to receive your grace. Idam ichhami nisamyatavachyuta tadapi kripad bhut vichim. My Lord, I know how much merciful you are. Since I know how much merciful you are, knowing that you are so merciful, I long to have your darshan. Though Brahmaji in his complete samadhi cannot catch a glimpse of that effulgence which is coming from the toenails. This is what is called longing or eagerness. That even though I am not qualified, I know I have so many weaknesses. I know I am having no qualification. But yes, I know Lord's mercy, everything is possible. If Lord desires to give His blessings, everything is possible. So this is what Rupa Goswami Pad is teaching all of us. That even though we may not have the qualification, we may not have that kind of purity, we may not have that kind of tapobal or all those good qualifications, but still we must be eager to receive the mercy of the Lord. We must be eager on whose behalf? Knowing well that Lord is very merciful. He is more merciful than what we could imagine. And He is even such merciful that even though I am fallen, Lord's mercy can pick me up. This is what this wonderful song Rupa Goswami Pad is teaching us. Asa bandha. We should be hopeful. So we should be eager that yes, one day we will get the mercy of the Lord. And we should be eager for it. And also, it tells a very important principle. The principle is, we may be fallen, but Lord's mercy is so powerful that even though whatever level I may be, it can certainly uplift us. We should not doubt that Lord's mercy is not having the capacity that I am itna gira hua ki Bhagwan ki mercy bhi utha nahi sakti. We should not doubt Lord's mercy. So this is what is called having the positive attitude that yes, by Lord's mercy everything is possible and we must be eager. That's why we also have heard, many places we sing this particular song again and again. Kabbe habe bolo se din amar shuddh name ruchi aparadh ghuchi kripa habe bolo hriday sanchar kabbe habe bolo se din amar. When that day be mine, when I will be able to chant the holy name of the Lord nicely. So devotee is feeling not morose, ab kuch nahi ho sakta hai mera. No, I must be eager. That day will be there. By Lord's mercy, I will be able to chant the holy name of the Lord purely. Shuddha name ruchi, aparadh ghuchi, all kind of aparadh or offenses which I am doing, unknowingly or knowingly, I will be able to come out of it by Lord's mercy. That day, one day it will happen. This is called asanubandh. So we must be eager. We must be eager to receive the mercy of the Lord. We must be eager to receive the blessings of Vaishnavas. So this is the first principle which we are learning from the great devotee because of whom Lord Jagannath is going to come, and that is Indradhumna Maharaj. He was very, very eager, very, very eager to see the Lord. This eagerness is such a vital principle we do see everywhere in our Vedic scriptures. One vital and one very powerful example of this eagerness is the example of none other than our Hanumanji. You might have seen, wherever you see Hanumanji, you will not see Hanumanji's both feet on the same level, or just at one place. You will find one feet is little ahead than another feet. One feet is little ahead of another feet. What does it indicate? It indicates the eagerness of Hanumanji. That I am eager. When the order will come of Lord Ram, immediately, I don't want to waste a single moment. I want to immediately jump to render that service. That is eagerness of Hanumanji. we do see other examples also of eagerness, that how eagerness is very, very much desirable. All of us know the story of Sabari, you know, how all the disciples of, that is, God brothers of Sabari, they go back to Godhead. Whereas Sabari was instructed by her Guru Maharaj that you wait, one day the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Ram, will come and you will have to welcome him. Every day without fail, Sabari eagerly in morning she used to get up and then she used to, you know, clean the entire kutia and then she used to, you know, properly be ready herself and then she used to collect wonderful fruits. She used to decorate the entire house knowing that today Lord Ram may come. And Lord Ram didn't come that day. No problem. Next day, again with same enthusiasm, with same eagerness, she continued the same services. Years after years after years, her hair became white. She became old. But still, she continued the service with same eagerness that one day Lord Ram will come. Teaching us a very important sacred principle that how every day with same eagerness we need to do whatever sadhana has been bestowed to us, chanting Hare Krishna 16 rounds, following four regulative principles, Vaishnava Sangha, every day with same eagerness. Yes, this has been given to me, I have to do it. This will be our reciprocation in terms of what has been given to us, that let me do these things with eagerness. When we do like this, one day, sure and 200% confirmed, we will receive the grace of the Lord. That's the power of eagerness. What is the price by which we can purchase the Lord? We cannot purchase the Lord by any other price apart from lalyam. Lalyam eka mulyam. With only this we can purchase the Lord. And lalyam is the greed. Greed is also can be understood by eagerness. Yes, I want the Lord. So this is vital principle, is the first sacred thing which we are learning from Indradhumna Maharaj, that how he is so much eager to have darshan of Lord Jagannath. And because of his great eagerness, the entire pastime reflects. When someone is eager to have something, Lord plans accordingly. So because he was so eager, one day one brahmana comes. And that brahmana tells that wonderful incarnation of the Lord, Neel Madhava, is here in this material world. Please go and take darshan of him. As soon as King Indradhumna hears that Lord as Neel Madhava is present in this material world, he becomes so eager and he sends all his brahmanas to find out where is he, in which direction is he. And he sends practically, you know, all sides to find out where Neel Madhava is there. All brahmanas, many brahmanas, qualified brahmanas, they go in all directions to find out where Neel Madhava is there. They search for so many days, so many months, just like, you know, when Lord Ram had asked the monkeys to find out Mother Sita, different monkeys were sent in all different directions. So here, all the brahmanas had been sent in all different directions. But after some days, many of these brahmanas returned back. Practically everyone returned back, except one. That brahmana was Vidyapati. So this brahmana, he goes in a direction and he didn't return. This is second principle which we need to learn. The first principle we learn from Indradhumna Maharaj of eagerness. The second principle which we are learning is from Vidyapati. The principle of वी हैव ऑलरेडी हर्ड दिस मेनी टाइम्स, उत्साह निश्चयात धैर्यात. इफ समवन वांट्स टू अचीव कृष्णा, इफ समवन वांट्स टू गो एंड गेट कृष्णा, सर्टनली नो डाउट ही मस्ट हैव दिस थ्री प्रीरिक्विजिट ऑफ एंथुसियाज्म, पेशेंस एंड डिटर्मिनेशन. Vidyapati had that. Even though time passed, he didn't return. He was patient. He was waiting. Yes, one day I will be able to surely find out Neelamadhava. With this patience, he was continuing, going ahead with great enthusiasm and determination. As he was going, he entered to the district of Sabaras. Sabaras were like non-Aryan people, you know, those who were killing, you know, animals and, you know, very much associated with other principles of non-Aryan civilizations. So he entered into that colony of Sabaras, again teaching a very vital role for all of us, and that role, vital principle, is principle of one should not be very, very close mindset person, person of close mindset. One must be open minded. Just think, he is going to search for the Lord, Neelamadhava. Many a times a person who is coming from very caste conscious background, he will think, hey, I am searching for Neelamadhava. I must go to all those places where Brahmanas are there, where nice worship is happening. Why I need to go to this particular colony or this particular side where, you know, non-Aryans are living? But he was not a person of close mindset. He was knowing the glory of the Lord. He was a very well-versed person in Shastra. A person who knows Shastra, he is open-minded. And what does open-minded person means? He knows that Lord is accessible to everyone. Anyone who has devotion in heart has access to the Lord. And it doesn't limit a person because of his caste, because of his creed, because of his color, because of his nationality. Not at all. So he entered into this colony, telling us a very, very secret principle, that Krishna consciousness is not limited, if we are studying Shastra properly, to only civilized persons, only those persons who are Brahminical or coming in Aryan's family. It is practically accessible to all classes of people. And with this, Vidyapati enters this colony of Sabaras. And there he goes. He goes to one family, the family of Vishwavasu. He knocks the door. He was thirsty. And there he finds a very young girl, you know. She comes out, but she was alone at that time. So she waits, and after some time Vishwavasu comes, his father. And then his father instructs the daughter, Lalita, that okay, you serve this guest nicely, you know, take care of him nicely. And in this way, Vidyapati is served very, very properly. He is welcomed very properly. And he is allowed to stay in the house for a few days. Now, here we learn the fourth principle. The first principle we learn is principle of eagerness from Indradhumna Maharaj. Second principle we learn from Vidyapati, the principle of enthusiasm, patience and determination. And also we learn the third principle of being open-minded and learning from a scripture from Vidyapati. Now we are learning the fourth principle from this family. The principle of service attitude. Wherever there is selfless service, that selfless service will make that person attractive. Because Lalita so nicely served Vidyapati, this entire family so nicely served Vidyapati, that Vidyapati agreed to become son-in-law of Vishwavasu. Very, very sacred principle of selfless service. Wherever we serve someone without any kind of motivation, when we serve selflessly, automatically that person get touched by our service. Many times people think, how can I have many followers? However, if someone is having selfless attitude, automatically he will have many people around him. The power of selfless service. We see our own Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada went to United States, America. People who used to come to his classes were not able to understand because of his heavy Bengali accent. What Srila Prabhupada was speaking in the class, not everyone was able to understand. But because of his service attitude, everyone was touched. Everyone wanted to be with Srila Prabhupada. Everyone wanted to serve Srila Prabhupada because of the service attitude of Srila Prabhupada. Selfless service attitude. So selfless service brings attraction. Automatically a person who renders selfless service, he becomes attracted in the eyes. He becomes attractive in the eyes of the person whom he serves or whom he serves. Our own, you know, Radha Gopinath temple, here our Maharaj emphasized so much on guest reception, that how anyone who comes to the temple, how they should be treated, that they are guest of Sri Radha Gopinath ji, and we should consider we are their servants. And we should welcome them very, very properly. So anywhere this kind of a spirit is there of selfless service, automatically people will become attracted to that particular place. That is the beauty of selfless service. So here, because of selfless service of Lalita and Vishwavasu, Vidyapati marries Vishwavasu's daughter Lalita and thinks and plans that, okay, now I will stay here only. And as he continues to stay there, he sees a very unique kind of phenomenon every day. And what is that unique kind of phenomenon? Every day he finds that in evening Vishwavasu goes from his home and he comes next day afternoon. And when he comes next day afternoon, he finds that Vishwavasu is very, very fragrant because of different kind of flowers or different kind of scents and different kind of perfumes. No, he is very, very fragrant. So Vidyapati asks Lalita that where does the father go? Every day I see in evening he goes and next day afternoon he comes, and when he comes he is so very fragrant. You know, he is so very, you know, looks like he has got some very, very, you know, kind of powerful association of someone. Lalita was warned by the father that never tell this thing to anyone, that where do I go? But needless to say, you know, if someone is very, very dear to you and that person is asking, it becomes very difficult to keep the things in the stomach, you know. So Lalita speaks, and Lalita speaks that my father goes every day to serve none other than Neel Madhava. And as soon as Vidyapati hears the word Neel Madhava, he just becomes stunned, because this was his project. He had started the project with this desire that I need to find Neel Madhava. And here he got again that word for which he had started the quest. Neel Madhava, two words which had let his journey started, he again heard these two words. He became so very happy that he requests Lalita that please ask your father that I want to see, I want to behold, I want to take darshan of Neel Madhava. Lalita, kya kare? You know, the wife, she need to fulfill the desire. So she requests, she pleads the father, though father was not ready, but again and again, repeatedly, she pleads, and ultimately Vishwavasu agrees that okay, I will take him, but with one condition. The condition is, I will put one cloth, I will tie his eyes with this cloth so that he would not be able to see the direction where I go. Vidyapati agreed, and in this way, they tie cloth on the eyes of Vidyapati. However, some seeds were given to Vidyapati. He asked for some kind of mustard seeds. And while he was going behind, he just continued putting all those small little seeds on the path, and he goes ahead. And then he comes to the place where Neel Madhava is there. And as soon as his eyes are opened, just seeing Neel Madhava's beauty, he just becomes awestruck with wonder. Such beautiful form of the Lord, such beautiful deity form of the Lord, that he just couldn't let his eyes move anywhere here and there. He was just continuing darshan and thanking himself for receiving such wonderful blessings. This is the fifth principle which we are learning. The first principle which we learned was the principle from Indradhumna Maharaj, eagerness. The second principle which we learned, the principle from Vidyapati, principle of enthusiasm, patience and determination. The third principle again we learned from Vidyapati is to be open-minded. If a person who is understanding Shastra properly, he will be bound to be open-minded. And that's why he went to Savara's colony. This was the third principle. The fourth principle we learned is the principle of service attitude from Lalita and Vishwavasu. And because of service attitude, Vidyapati becomes attracted to that family and Lalita gets married. And now we are learning the fifth principle, the principle of how sincerity. If a person is sincere, he will surely get reciprocated. Because Vidyapati was so sincere in his search, he got reciprocated and he could see today Neel Madhava. There may be delay. A person who is sincere, he may get delayed in the reciprocation, but reciprocation is guaranteed. He will surely and certainly one day will get the desire of his heart if a person is sincere. So here we see the principle of sincerity. And because of his sincerity, when he came in front of Neel Madhava, he is so very, very much pleased and is singing, dancing and offering so many prayers to the Lord, expressing thanks and joy. Thank you, my Lord, for blessing me this opportunity to see you. Now, Vishwavasu goes to collect some flowers around. And Vidyapati sees a very wonderful scene. And the scene is, there is a crow. And that crow just falls in the lake. Here is Neel Madhava, the deity, and there is a lake. And here there is a crow which just falls in the lake. And as soon as he falls in the lake, he comes out with four-handed Vishnu form and he returns back to Vaikuntha. Can you imagine if we will see that kind of, you know, scene immediately in front of our eyes, what we will think? We will think, chalo, apna life ka project pura hone ka, you know, simple opportunity is there. Just go and take bath here. Just apne aapko is jheel mein, you know, just do one dubki. And we'll go back home back to God at four-handed form. Very simple. You know, why to unnecessary work in this place, do this, do that, so much tapasya. Very simple. And that's what exactly Vidyapati thinks. Oh, very simple. Let me just go and jump. I have to just jump in this, you know, jheel. And immediately I will become four-handed, you know, form of Vaikuntha resident, and I will return back to God. My project is over. My dear Prabhus and Matasis, this is a very important principle to be learned. Whenever we are very, very close to success, there will be a powerful exam. It is told when the sun is about to come, at that moment, just before that, there will be, the darkness will be at maximum level. So when we are finding so much powerful exam, we must know that after the exam, something very auspicious is going to come. So this was the biggest exam of Vidyapati. The entire project of human form of life is to return back home back to God. And here is a very simple method. Just go and, you know, get yourself, you know, just take one dip in this jheel and you are returning back home back to God. What project of, you know, knowing Neel Madhava and other things, I will return back home back to God. So this thought enters Vidyapati. But then, because of his sincerity, almost Vidyapati goes to jump to that particular pond. But because of his sincerity, Lord guides. That's why it is always told, you know, Lord as Paramatma is there in everyone's heart. And if someone is sincere, and if he is little bit deviating here and there, Lord will guide him. Lord will protect him. Many times Lord do it through devotees. Vaishnava Sangha. Where devotees tell and remind us that whether we want to see our only liberation or do we want the entire world should get benefited. If Neel Madhava will come in front of entire world, so many people will get liberated. So many devotees will go back to God. And if you will just right now liberate yourself, how much it will be considered as great selfish act from your side. So Akashvani happens at that moment. And that Akashvani reminds Vidyapati that, oh dear Vidyapati, you had a very important goal in your mind, and that goal of your life was to find out Neel Madhava. And here is Neel Madhava, you have to inform now the king. So you cannot do this. This Akashvani in our life will happen by association of devotees. Don't expect that some real different kind of sound will come and it will remind us. That different kind of sound will come from the mouth of some devotees around us. And if not by the mouth of some devotees around us, then by reading Srila Prabhupada books, you know, Srila Prabhupada will speak to us. So if a person is sincere and if he gets a little bit deviated here and there, then certainly he will be guided. If he is in proper association, if he is regularly reading Srila Prabhupada books, and if he is closely connected. So this is, we are learning from Vidyapati. So after hearing this, Vidyapati changes his plan. Okay, let me come down. And then Sabara and Visuvasu again brings him back. But now Vidyapati tells that this is the Akashvani. I need to tell the king Indradhumna Maharaj. At the same time, Lord Neel Madhava also tells, you know, at that moment, he tells, my dear Visuvasu, I am very much happy and very much pleased by your service. But now, till now, you have served me in wonderful Vrindavan way, you know, through leaves and flowers and so many wonderful things of nature. But now I want to be gorgeously worshipped. I want to be worshipped by King Indradhumna. So now, late King Indradhumna Maharaj worship me. In this way, Vidyapati now tells the king, Vishwavasu, that see, Lord is also telling, now I am going to tell the king that here is Neelamadhava. But then Vishwavasu thinks, I will lose my service. If Lord will go, I will lose my service. So he just ties Vidyapati, you know, in his house. No, you cannot go. What I have, I don't have anything apart from the Lord. And if Lord will go, what I will have? So I will not let you go. This is called love between Lord and devotees. That devotees never want to leave the Lord. However, here, after some time, by the again and again request of daughter Lalita, Vishwavasu releases Vidyapati. And then Vidyapati goes, and with great joy, he tells King Indradhumna Maharaj that we have found Neelamadhava. Just imagine how much happy the king would be. Such an eager king as we found, how much he was eager to find out the Lord. Now he comes to know the Lord is there, Lord is here. So he tells that we will go after some 1 or 2 months. He asked, why 1 or 2 months? He told that because I was put, my eyes were closed by the cloth. So I just put some seeds. So it will take some time for the plants to come. So after that only we will be able to come to know where that, you know, place is. So then king with great happiness, he just follows after a few days Vidyapati, and he reaches to that place where Neelamadhava was there. And as soon as he reaches, lo and behold, Neelamadhava is not there. Just think, you have a very, very ambitious project, and this project, you know, you put so much endeavor, energy, and you have almost reached to that particular place, and at that moment you find that thing is not there. Almost Vidyapati found out that here is Neelamadhava, but now he is no longer there. They think, oh, this must be Vishwavasu. This must be him. He is the one who must have, you know, hided Neelamadhava. So they went and they captured Vishwavasu and the entire family. And then they ask, where is Neelamadhava? And Vishwavasu also, with great lamentation, he also cries that after your, you know, this kind of finding of him, I am finding he is not there. I am also not able to, you know, properly worship. He is not there. They don't immediately, you know, respect the words of Vishwavasu. They say, no, he is telling a lie. But then later, they say, no, he is, whatever he is saying is true. And Akashvani also happens, where it tells that now you will not be able to see Neelamadhava. So then the Akashvani tells that, O King Indradhumna, you make a wonderful temple in this Niladri mountain, a very, very beautiful temple. And in this temple, just nearby, a Daru Brahma wood will come. And from that wood, you carve the deity. And that will be me. As we know, Neelamadhava, Brahmaji is of 100 years. And the first 50 years, the Lord is worshipped as Neelamadhava. And the next 50 years, he is worshipped as Jagannath Baldev Subhadramaya. So he tells, now I will be worshipped in the form of Daru Brahma. And in this way, Lord just gives this Akashvani, telling him that release Vishwavasu, he is not at fault. So now King Indradhumna, he tried his level best to find out Neelamadhava, but he couldn't see. But this is called eagerness. He didn't stop there. He thought that, okay, now let's make the temple. This is the desire of the Lord. We will make a temple. And then he starts making a temple. Beautiful temple he makes. It takes some time. And then he thinks, now let me call Brahmaji. And he goes to Brahmaji to call him for this temple to be ready. And he goes, and because Brahmaji's planet is quite far, and it takes the one moment at that planet, it's like more than 6 months here. As we have heard in Brahma Vimohan Leela, one moment of Brahmaji, and in earthly years, it was like 1 year had passed. So similarly, here, King Indradhuman Maharaj waits for just few seconds, and here generation passes by. And because generation passes by, when he comes back with Brahmaji, he finds there are some other people only who are claiming themselves to be the king. And in between also, because of being very close to the ocean, the entire temple structure becomes filled with sand completely. And then the next generation after generation, they just dig the temple, and somehow the temple structure again comes. But the king who digs it, he starts to claim that I have done it. I have done it. King Indradhuman Maharaj comes there, and then the king there, he tells, who? I am the king here. You know, who are you to tell that you are the person who made this temple? I am the one. Again, a very important principle to learn. This is material world. And material world, one of the characteristics of material world will be that there will be many people who will try to take the credit. And one must not be surprised by this. He should not be, considering why. Why is he taking credit of something which he has not done? This is very natural and normal for the material world. Because the characteristic of material world is how, if something good has happened, it is due to me. And something bad has happened, it is due to others. This is normal, characteristic of Kali Yuga mentality, and not just Kali Yuga mentality, in material world. Because people have come here for the purpose that I want to enjoy. And how can a person will enjoy without getting credit? So they want to take credit. This I have done, this I have done, this I have done. Whereas Vaishnav principles are giving credit to others. Even if we have done, we give credit to the entire team, rather than just claiming that it is because of my leadership or this is because of me. The leader, a wonderful leader, he gives credit to others because of them. If they would not have been here, it would not have been possible. And they give credit to others. So this is what Vaishnava principle is, where the devotee recognizes that all this is happening because of the blessings of the Lord and because of all other devotees' good wishes. And that's why we see, when Srila Prabhupada was asked, that Srila Prabhupada, it is because of you, this entire thing, entire ISKCON is established, the entire credit goes to you. Then Srila Prabhupada told, the entire credit goes to all of you. He gave credit to all his disciples. Here is the guru who went single-handedly from here and took so much pains to establish Krishna consciousness. And here, when the institution has become worldwide, when question is asked, whom to be given credit, Srila Prabhupada gives credit to all his disciples. See the contrast of the characteristic of material world and one side, what are the examples which are being shown by Srila Prabhupada. And what other credit he gave? He gave credit to his Guru Maharaj. That it is my Guru Maharaj who sent all of you, because of whom all this has come. See the complete difference Material world, everyone wants to grab the credit. Everyone wants to show the entire world, I have done it. Whereas in Vaishnava principle, how? Person is eager to give credit to others. He sees that if someone else has contributed in this, he says because of that's contribution, things are happening. You know, I am just nimitta matra. And that's what Srila Prabhupada also sings when, you know, he goes to United States. You know, nachao, 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 Prabhu, nachao, nachao, sei mate. My Lord, please make me dance as you wish. Considering oneself just like, you know, a doll in the hand of the Lord. This is Vaishnava principle. Not taking credit, rather giving credit to others. You know? And if something happens wrong, then he takes the blame rather than giving blame to others. Just opposite. In material world, if something happens wrong, ha ha ha, mujhe to pata hi nahi tha ye, kiske karan hua wo? He may be the person because of whom things has become, you know, topsy and turvy. But he is still, I am searching who is the person. Let me search who is the person. Person never accepts that he is at fault. Because of him, things went wrong. So here we see, you know, that how Vaishnava principles are very sacred principle, that how if devotee is very eager to give credit to others, whereas if something happens wrong, he is ready to take, right? Because of me things has happened like this. And he works on it. He just didn't let it continue to happen in this way. So here we see in this story, this beautiful thing, that how King Indradhumna Maharaj and the new king is trying to take the credit, whereas this entire thing has been done by King Indradhumna Maharaj. But if someone will try to do this, one should always know truth will prevail at the last. So there was a crow. His name was Kak Bhusundi. Some crow was there. And he told, I was there when this temple was started to be built. And I am here at this moment also. And I can tell this thing, this entire property belonged to King Indradhumna Maharaj. And I have seen the truth. Hearing his words, everyone accepts. So, when we take some credit which we have not done, certainly, for sure, we will be embarrassed in future. You know, because reality will certainly dawn one day. So then King Indradhumna Maharaj now is ready with the temple. Brahmaji is there. So he requests Brahmaji to kindly, you know, start the function. He tells, this place is so auspicious. I don't have to do anything. I just respect this place because this place is non-different from Vaikuntha. All the residents of this place are all glorious. I will just do only one thing. I will put one flag on the temple. And he just puts one flag on the temple. And he tells, this is what is from my side. But then now, how we will have the Lord here? You know, King Indradhumna Maharaj again sits and starts lamenting. There is, you know, it was told that Lord will come, but nothing is there. Again Akashvani happens, and then that Daru Brahman will come in the ocean, and then you make the deities of it. And few days later, a big wooden log comes near the sea. And in that wooden log, there were signs of chakra and padma and lotus, indicating that this is the log. Again, you know, very important thing. Whenever Lord comes, any incarnation comes, there are certain signs. People in today's age tell, he is God, ye hai, you know, Kali Avatar, this is so and so. You know, one person was there, who was my friend, and he used to go somewhere telling that, you know, Kalki Avatar ke paas main jata hun. I'm like, acha? Kalki Avatar? I'm like, haan. Then, you know, that friend ask the person whom he had accompanied, the person who had taken him to that Kalki Bhagwan. So he asked, Bhagwan has chakra. Chakra kaha hai iske ghar mein? Bola hai na, bola kaha hai? Bola dekho ghar ke aage, you know, cement ka isne lagaya hai na, Sudarshan chakra. So in front of his house, that Kalki Bhagwan had made Sudarshan chakra's, you know, kind of a structure outside. And that person was showing, this is Sudarshan chakra. So this can be, you know, so much gross our current intelligence can become that we will even identify Sudarshan chakra made up of cement to be actual Sudarshan chakra. That is what the situation of Kali Yuga is. Now someone is showing a cement, you know, made a structure, like, yeh hai Sudarshan chakra, dekho, yeh hai hamare Kalki Bhagwan, and the person is accepting, he is Kalki. But Shastra says, whenever Lord comes, it will be mentioned in the scriptures. And also, when the Lord will appear, he will have certain signs. It is not that, you know, this wood has come, this wood is Daru Brahman. Any wood will, someone will tell, this is Daru Brahman. Now also, after many years, when Jagannath Balde Subhadramaya's new deities are made, it is not that they just go to any tree. All those trees to which the deities are made, all those are very, very selected trees, and in which sign is there. You may see the pictures also. If you will try to find out in Google, you can search. There will be sign of Sudarshan. There will be sign of conch. And Lord comes in the dream of that pujari, that, you know, in this jungle, you go in that direction and you will find that, tree. And from that you can make the deities. So please understand, it is not that, you know, any wood will come, that is Daru Brahma. Similarly, any person who will claim, okay, I am Bhagwan, and will accept, he is Bhagwan. In fact, in the lotus feet of the Lord, there are so many signs. You know, there is sign of conch, there is sign of, so many signs are there. That indicates that he is the Supreme Lord, he is not some other personality. When I was given this class, I had prepared this class, that let me explain all the sign at the lotus feet of the Lord. That was my initial thought process. But then because of, you know, Jagannath Balde Subhadramaya's Rath festival, I just changed my topic and I am discussing this particular class. So we can have, all of us can see each and every limb, not limb, each and every sign, and we can meditate how the lotus sign of the Lord, what it indicates, what thunderbolt sign, what it indicates. Beautiful, it can go for hours together. You know, the glory of each sign of the Lord indicating abhay to the devotees. Don't worry. You know, our founder Acharya is Abhay Charanaravind Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. And the lotus feet of the Lord, there are so many signs which gives abhay. Don't fear. Ma suchaha. Sarva dharman pratyajya mam ekam saranam vaja aham tvam sarva papebhyo mukshyasyami ma suchaha. So this is one of the fundamental principle. If you will see Lord's lotus feet, there are so many signs which gives abhay. Don't worry, you know, I am there for you. And all auspiciousness, all mangalmayata, how it can come, how all auspiciousness can come in devotee's life. All those signs are there in, you know, Lord's lotus feet. I'm not going in detail. I just told certain things. So then, the wood was there, the log is there, Daru Brahma is there. But then now, none of the army member, you know, king's army member were able to even budge it. They tried their level best. They tried to, you know, do it by this way, that way. But they didn't even budge. Then Lord, again, through Akashwani, they told, call Vishwavasu and Vidyapati, both sides, and a golden chariot. They will be able to, you know, lift it. When they will come, you will be, with the help of armies, you will be able to lift this. And when they come, they are able to lift it on the golden chariot and it is taken. But now, the deities are to be formed. So who will form the deity? So then an old Brahmana comes. Shastra says that he is Vishwakarma. Other places it is mentioned is Lord himself. he told. Many other people, when they tried to chisel, as soon as they used to just put the chisel, it used to just immediately, you know, fall off. Nothing used to happen. So this Brahmana, he tells, I will carve. And he asked for 21 days. Give me 21 days and I will do the carving. And when I am doing the carving, please don't enter inside. I will just continue carving. So the king was, you know, he had no other choice. And every day the king used to hear the sound, tuck, 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 you know, and, you know, confirming that yes, some work is going on, something is going on. Every day something is going on. After few days, he was not able to hear it. And as we heard, he was very, very eager, very, very eager. And since he was very eager, after 13 or 14 days, when he was not able to hear it, he just couldn't stop himself and he just entered. And when he entered the place, he was surprised. He could just see three incomplete wooden structure, not able to comprehend what is what, you know. And with this great lamentation, he just started to again cry. It was just because of me. Again, I had just completed the project. It was just only for 21 days. I had to wait. The project was going to complete in 21 days. But because of my foolishness, I just allowed myself to go inside within this 21 days. And now the Brahmana has left. And now I am able to see what, you know, is I am seeing the incomplete structure. And he was very, very much, you know, very much lamenting. But then, again, for his rescue, Akashvani happens, telling, don't worry, O dear king, this what form you are seeing is my original form of Jagannath, Baldev and Subhadramaya. You know, these three forms. These are such form which is not to be seen in normal circumstances. These are the forms which are the forms of my ecstatic symptom. When a person is very, very happy, very, very happy and ecstatic, then, you know, his eyes starts to become bigger and bigger and bigger. You know, he wants to release everything. And his hands, his legs also starts to go inside. So this structure which you are seeing, this form which you are seeing, is my supreme most ecstatic moment. Now there is this history of it. This form, all of you might have heard also. Once a time, all the queens of, you know, Krishna, and also Rukmini Mai, they were very eager to know Lord Krishna's pastimes. You know, what Lord did. And they were so eager to learn, eager to know. But the problem was, who can tell them? Lord Krishna will never tell his childhood pastime. So only one person who could tell is Baldevji's mother. Who is Baldevji's mother? Rohini Mata. Only Rohini Mata is one who had seen the entire pastimes of the Lord. And since only she had seen the entire thing, she can explain. But there was a problem. The problem was, this thing need to be conveyed in such a way, such a time, at which Lord Krishna and Balramji, they would not listen it. Because if they will listen, then there will be a problem. And the problem is, they may again return back to Vrindavan. Or, you know, what will be the symptom, it cannot be predicted. We don't know. So, the queens and everyone, you know, gathers. And then they told that, okay, no problem, we will keep Subhadra Mai. We will keep Subhadra outside the door. And she will guard. And you please tell the story. You just tell completely. What was the story? What all pastimes Lord did in his childhood in Vrindavan? And in this way, this entire, you know, Srimad Bhagavatam class was set, you know, and Rohini Mata started to describe different pastimes of Lord Krishna. And as he started to describe the pastimes, everyone became so eager and so much absorbed. Everyone's attention was so much absorbed in hearing the message. Even Subhadra, who was outside the door, even though externally she was outside the door, her ears were, you know, fully on what is happening. And she also forgot that Krishna and Balaram has come here and they are also hearing the entire story from outside the door. And because of the nature of Lord's beautiful pastime, they start to become, you know, little bit different from what they are in general situation. The eye just starts to become bigger and bigger and bigger. The pastimes were so sweet, so nectarian, that Lord starts to go in a very, very ecstatic symptom. The hands starts to go inside. The smile starts to become bigger and bigger and bigger. And all these three personalities, Jagannath, Lord Krishna, Baldev, Balaramji and Subhadra, their entire feature just gets changed. And guess what happens at that moment? Whenever some wonderful things are going to happen, one great personality will arrive. And that great personality is none other than our Parampara Acharya, Narada Muni. You know, Narada Muni enters that place. And when he sees this beautiful form, he just becomes mesmerized and says, "Bravo, bravo, jaya, jaya, wonderful, wonderful. What a great form is this." And then, you know, because if someone will start speaking like this, automatically, you know, your concentration will just change. So, you know, they come to external symptoms. And then Narada Muni prays, "My dear Lord, what form I just saw just now. One of the most beautiful form of yours. How this form can be ever be seen by people in general?" This is what a devotee is. A devotee just never thinks about himself. A devotee thinks how more and more people can take advantage of Lord's mercy. And because of prayer of Narada Muni, Lord says that this form of mine will be available in very, very generous way to everyone, for entire humanity, in future, in Kali Yuga, in form of Jagannath, Balde, Subhadra, Maya. And then this blessings comes, and that's what the deities are carved, Jagannath, Balde, Subhadra, Maya, in this form. And the worship starts. King Indradhamana prays for few vardhan, and in that one vardhan he prays is that, "Late after me, there would be no siblings or no generation from my side, so that no one could have property claim that this property belongs to me, so that late this property always remain for people in general." Lord says, "Tathastu." That's why no one can claim the property of the entire temple. You know, it is of the Lord and it is for the public. And also, Lord gave that the opportunity of service of a spatially within these days, when Lord will be taken from Jagannath Puri to Gundicha, the day he will snanyatra till the day he will be taken from Rath to Gundicha, the entire services will be done by the Sabara Varg, the Varg which was our Vidya, our Vishwavasu. Vishwavasu was coming from. So he gave this opportunity to Vishwavasu's descendants. Not those people will be doing that service, and all those people. And he gave the opportunity to service of worship to Vidyapati's another wife. Those who were Brahmana, they were given another service of Brahmanical services. So practically Lord gave services of very, very close nature to Vidyapati's family. You know, here I am just going to conclude by telling the nature of Lord's personal reciprocation. How Lord is so very grateful that Lord never forgets any service rendered to Him. We may forget that, you know, I have done this thing, but Lord never forgets any service which is rendered to Him. That's what Lord is so very grateful. And Lord Jagannath, His so big eyes, why do Lord Jagannath comes out from the entire temple, from the temple to outside, to give mercy to those people who don't come inside the temple, or who couldn't get opportunity to come inside the temple. He wants to give mercy to them. And how He wants to give His mercy to them? He wants to give His mercy to them with so bigger eyes that no one could skip. You know? No one could skip His mercy. Jagannath Swami, Nayana Pathagami Bhavatume. And the bigger eyes of the Lord also indicates that how Lord is so eager to see even one small good quality of anyone. One small service if someone is doing, Lord wants to just catch it. Yeah, He has done that service. This is the beauty of Lord. That Lord closes His eyes when we do something wrong, and Lord opens His eyes wide, big, you know, whenever we do little. So that's what Lord Jagannathji's bigger eyes are just telling, that here is an opportunity for all of us. Even if we will do little, Lord is very, very eager to acknowledge that and to give award and reciprocate His blessings to all of us. The story of Rath, that how that Rath cart started, all of us might be knowing. You know, once a time all Vrindavan Vasis goes to Kurukshetra, and Lord Krishna also had come from Dwarka to Kurukshetra, and there Radharani and all the gopis, they could also see Krishna. But when they saw Lord Krishna, they saw Lord Krishna with helmet, you know, with all the Kshatriya bhav, and they were not so very, you know, happy and pleased in their heart, because they had seen Lord Krishna in Vrindavan form. And as they had seen Lord Krishna in that, when they were seeing in Rajasi Veshbhusha, they were thinking, let us pull Lord from here to Vrindavan. And that's what all the Vrindavan Vasis, gopis, they meditate in their heart, that how we are pulling Krishna, you know, from here, from Kurukshetra to Vrindavan. And this particular bhav form in which they did, Srimati Radharani herself, she is asking for help from all other gopis, and all other gopis are like assisting, all the sakhis are assisting in pulling Lord Jagannath, in pulling Krishna from Kurukshetra to Vrindavan. This incidence is what actually Rath Yatra indicates. And it's a very, very important incidence for all of us, and especially Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Let's hear the significance of this one incidence, this one small scene which has happened. There are few people who try to directly go and please Krishna. Yes, if someone wants to please Krishna, very good. And it's a wonderful thing, Shastra says, we should do it. But then we have to follow many rules and regulations, many things we need to follow. Then only we can please the Lord. Is there any better method than that? Is there any better way to do that? Yes, there is one better way to do that. There is one better way to do directly what we are trying to do. And what that better way is, if we can somehow or other please Srimati Radharani. If Srimati Radharani is pleased, if she will recommend, certainly Krishna has to accept. So my dear friends, my dear Prabhus, my dear Matajis, Gaudiya Vaishnavas, there are many different category of Vaishnavas, and all are glorious. Gaudiya Vaishnavas, especially, Gaudiya means one who worships Srimati Radharani. So Gaudiya Vaishnavas are those Vaishnavas who consider our presiding deity is Srimati Radharani. Whatever Srimati Radharani will tell, we will do. So they are sitting. And when Srimati Radharani calls for service, they are there. And when this Rath Kaat event is happening, one of our senior devotees were telling that Srimati Radharani is pulling Krishna in the heart. You know, let he come from Kurukshetra to Vrindavan. And when he is doing, when she is doing this, she is asking for help. Please come. And who all are the people who are the first one to help, to assist, to render service? None other than Gaudiyas. These are the Gaudiyas, because they are devotees of Srimati Radharani. They want to please Srimati Radharani. So they are very, very eager to pull the Rath Kaat. And in this way, one of the most foundational and fundamental principle of Gaudiya Vaisnavas are, they are very eager in all situations to please Srimati Radharani. So this particular Rath Yatra, Rath event of pulling Lord Jagannath Kaat is like directly assisting Srimati Radharani. And this is what Gaudiya Vaisnavas are entitled, because Gaudiya Vaisnavas are like servant of the servant of the servant of Srimati Radharani. So we must utilize this wonderful opportunity to assist in this service. And when we will do it, it will be one of the greatest glory of ourselves. Our greatest glory is not in our achievements. Our greatest glory is not in our so-called material success. All those things are wonderful. But our greatest glory is in becoming servant of the servant of the servant. Gopi Bharatyo Padkamalayor Das 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 Anudas. And this Rath Kaat festival is nothing but going to give us that opportunity. And when we take this in this particular mood, then we really welcome Jagannath Baldev Subhadra Maiya properly. So we'll conclude here. Just we'll revise. Today we discussed few things, that how in order to celebrate some personality's arrival to our house, we have to bring right kind of mood. And how right kind of mood we can bring? When we recollect the history and also the contribution of all those great personalities who were the associates of the Lord, because of whom this event has happened. So when we try to recollect few of the wonderful pastimes and lessons and principles from it, we recollect the first principle we learn is from Indradhuman Maharaj. We learn the eagerness. Then from Vidyapati, we learn to be enthusiastic, patient and determined. We learned again from Vidyapati ji the important quality of being open-minded, not close-minded. Lord can be present in any place, you know, even in, you know, non-Aryans civilization also. So this is the third principle we learned. The fourth principle we learned is the principle of service attitude. If a person will serve, if he has the attitude of service, then certainly he or she will be able to attract or will become attractive. This is how Lalita and Vishwavasu's family attracted or became attractive for Vidyapati. And then we learn the principle of how sincerity, if a person is sincere, Lord will surely reciprocate, again from Vidyapati ji. And then we discussed how there will be always, whenever there will be greatest success, before that there will be one of the most important challenges. And we saw that challenge had come in Vidyapati's, you know, life. There was an opportunity to go back home, back to Godhead, just by going down. But then, because he was sincere, Lord helped him by giving the message. Similarly, in our lives, that sincerity, if we are sincere, Lord will send some devotee. Lord will reciprocate through books. We'll read Srila Prabhupada's book and we'll come to know what need to be done. And then later we found how, you know, Lord appeared in Jagannath Balde Subhadra Maiya's form because of Narad Muni. And also we discussed how that a devotee is always ready to give credit, whereas a person in this material world always ready to take the credit. But there will be someone who will always reveal the truth, as here that Kag Bhusandiji is revealing the truth that this particular place actually belongs to King Indradhumna Maharaj. So that's why a devotee always gives credit to others, and he doesn't accept credit, rather than he is eager to give credit. And then we discussed how because of Narada Muni, Jagannath, Baldev, Subhadramaya, this form came, and anyone who takes this Rath cart festival very, very sincerely and pulls the cart, it is mentioned that at the time of death, when the entire life cycle is shown in a very swift way, as soon as the moment of Rath comes, that when he is pulling the cart, the cycle just stops there. And he can see the form of beautiful form of Jagannathji, and he can return back to Godhead. So with this, we'll conclude. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. All glories to Jagannath Baldev Subhadramaya ki jai. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
प्रसाद चलो माता जी से करीब कितना तक सब वेटिंग 255 तक
जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता